ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 2 ಡಿವಿನಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್.
ವ್ಯಾಸ ಉವಾಚ ಇತಿ ಸಂಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಸಂಹೃಷ್ಟೋ ವಿಪ್ರಾಣಾಂ ರೌಮಹರ್ಷಣಿಃ ಪ್ರತಿಪೂಜ್ಯ ವಚಸ್ತೇಷಾಂ ಪ್ರವಕ್ತುಂ ಉಪಚಕ್ರಮೇ. ಉಗ್ರಶ್ರವ ಸೂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ರೋಮಹರ್ಷಣ, ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಸ್, ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಸ್ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ರಿಪ್ಲೈ.
ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಂ ಅನುಪೇತಂ ಅಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ.
ಶ್ರೀಲ ಸೂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜ್ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್. ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅವೇ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಅಪ್ ದ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ, ಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಹೋಮ್ without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher castes, his father Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, "O my son, indeed only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father."
ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಂ ಅಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ದೀಪಂ ಅತಿಥಿ ತೀರ್ಷತಾಂ ತಮೋಂದಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಃ ಪುರಾಣ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಂ ಉಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ.
ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಶುಕ, ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೇಜಸ್, ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ, ಹೂ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಓವರ್ the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge after having personally assimilated it by experience.
Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devi ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಂ ಉದೀರಯೇತ್.
ಬಿಫೋರ್ ರಿಸೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಆಫರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ, ಅನ್ ಟು ನರನಾರಾಯಣ ರಿಷಿ, ದ ಸೂಪರ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
Munayas sadhu prishthoham bhavadvir lokamangalam yatkritah krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati.
O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self.
Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
Vasudeve Bhagavate Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahaitukam.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
Dharmah Swanushtitah Pumsam Vishvaksena Kathasuyah Notpadaye Yadiratim Shramayevahikevalam. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
Dharmasya hyapavargasya nārthurthāyopakalpate nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāmo lābhāyahi smṛtah. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification.
Kamasya nendriya pritir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jignyasa nato yascheha karma bhihi.
Life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works.
Badam tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan.
Tat shraddhadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya shruta grahitaya.
The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti.
Atha Pumbir Dvijashrishtha Varnashrama Vibhagashah Svanushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam.
O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead.
Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granti nibedhanam chindam kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim.
With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message?
Shushrushoh Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchihi Syan Mahatsevaya Vipraah Punyatitanishevana.
O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
Shrinvatam Svakatha Krishna Punyashravana Kirtanaha Hridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Tadarajastamo bhava kamalobhadayaschaye chetaye tairana vidham Titam Satve Prasidati.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association.
Vidyate hridaya granthes chidyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani drishtaye vatmanishvare.
Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavate kurvanti atma prasadane.
Certainly therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
Sattvam rajastama iti prakritir gunastair yuktah parah purush ekaihasya dhatte stityadaye hari virinchi hareti sanyah shreyamsi tatra khalu sattvatanur vrinamsyuhu.
The transcendental personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness and ignorance, and just for the material world's creation, maintenance and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness.
Parthivad daruno dhumas tasmad agnistrayimayah tamasastu rajastasmad sattvam yad brahma darshanam.
Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood, and fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, passion, rajas, is better than ignorance, tamas. But goodness, sattva, is best because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth.
Bhejire munayothagre bhagavantam adokshajam sattvam vishuddham kshemaya kalpante yenutaniha.
Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world.
Mumukshavo ghora rupan hitva bhutapatinatha narayana kala shanta bhajanti hyanasuyavaha.
Those who are serious about liberation are certainly non-envious and they respect all. Yet they reject the horrible and ghastly forms of the demigods and worship only the all blissful forms of Lord Vishnu and his plenary portions.
Rajastama prakritayah samashila bhajanti vai pitribhuta rajeshadi Shriyaishwarya prajet savaha.
Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance worship the forefathers, other living beings and the demigods who are in charge of cosmic activities, for they are urged by a desire to be materially benefited with women, wealth, power and progeny.
Vasudeva para veda Vasudeva paramakha Vasudeva para yoga Vasudeva para kriya Vasudeva param jnanam Vasudeva param tapah Vasudeva paro dharmo Vasudeva paragatihi.
In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please him. Yoga is for realizing him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by him only. He is supreme knowledge and all severe austerities are performed to know him. Religion, dharma, is rendering loving service unto him. He is the supreme goal of life.
Sa ye vedam sa sarjagre Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Sad Asad Rupaya Chasau Gunamaya Guna Vibhu.
In the beginning of the material creation, that absolute personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, in his transcendental position, created the energies of cause and effect by his own internal energy.
Taya vilasiteshveshu guneshu gunavaniva antah pravishta abhati vijnanena vijrumbitah.
After creating the material substance, the Lord Vasudeva expands himself and enters into it. And although he is within the material modes of nature and appears to be one of the created beings, he is always fully enlightened in his transcendental position.
Yatha yavahito vanhir Darushvekah svayonisho Naneva bhati vishvatma Bhuteshu chatata puman.
The Lord, as Super Soul, pervades all things, just as fire permeates wood. And so he appears to be of many varieties, though he is the absolute one without a second.
Asau gunamayair bhavair bhuta sukshmendriyatma bhihi svanirmiteshu nirvishto gunte bhuteshu tadgunan.
The super soul enters into the bodies of the created beings who are influenced by the modes of material nature and causes them to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind.
Bhavayatyesha sarvena lokanvai lokabhavanah leelavataranurato devatiryam nara.
Thus the Lord of the universes maintains all planets inhabited by demigods, men and lower animals. Assuming the roles of incarnations, he performs pastimes to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama.